One of this country's foremost folk doctors died last week. Arthur Bass was 88 years old. He was known as Tommy. He lived in the mountains of Alabama, where he was something of a legend. Bass collected and sold herbs. He also provided free herbal care for friends and neighbors. He called what he did giving ease and never claimed his herbs would cure illness. 5 years ago, Bass showed reporter David Isay some plants out behind his house.
This one here is the queen of the meadow, and it's one of the finest things in the world for the kidney and the backache. And this one here is a wild carrot. Some people call it Queen Anne's lace. And it'll just take the weight off, drink a tea made out of it, and it takes the weight off just like pouring water through a funnel. But bitter, whew, bush is bitter. And of course, this one here is the sage, and it actually will make hair grow on a doorknob.
That's Tommy Bass. John Crellin is a medical historian in Newfoundland, Canada. He spent a great deal of time in Cherokee County, Alabama, learning about the plants from Tommy Bass.
Tommy had a wonderful memory, and he absorbed knowledge from the community, from reading, throughout his life. And he was able to assimilate it and put it together into a wonderful, rich language when he was describing the herbs.
Had you not heard of some of the cures that he was offering, and how skeptical were you about that?
Oh, I hadn't heard of many of them. Altogether, we spent 8 years or more talking with and learning from Tommy, and we ended up with information on about 300 plants. Now, he didn't use the majority of those. He had a core of about 70 plants.
If you were driving past that part of Alabama and came down with something when you were traveling around, what would you stop in there for and ask Tommy Bass to help you with?
Well, certainly people stopped in for absolutely everything. Diabetes was quite a favorite ailment that he was asked about, and for that he used to offer them blueberry leaf tea. There is evidence in the scientific literature that it will reduce blood sugar levels, and many people were wanting to try and cut down on the insulin that they were taking, and were taking blueberry leaf tea along with it.
Did you like Tommy Bass?
Oh, he was a wonderful man. It's sad that he's no longer there to sit with on his porch with his wonderful, rich languages, his reminiscences, a wonderful way of learning the social history of his region, as well as learning about the herbs, of course.
Did he have a protege? Did much of what he knew and had found out over the years die with him?
Difficult to say. Yes, he did have some proteges. One thing that did happen to Tommy is that as he was getting on in years, he became quite enthusiastic about the herbal products that are commercially manufactured. He found that people were not finding the time to make the teas, make the salves. And so his nature of his practice changed somewhat in his last few years.
John Crellin, a medical historian at Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland, speaking about Alabama herbalist Tommy Bass. Mr. Bass died at age 88 last week.